This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day filled with both sorrow and rejoicing as we gather together in the presence of God to mark the passing of one who is dearly loved, Lindy Dwayne Bland. We are thankful for his life among us, and we give thanks to God for his life now beginning through all eternity in heaven with our Lord. Will you pray with me? O Lord Jesus, by your grace and your mercy, send your Holy Spirit to us in this time of remembrance. As our tears fall, as stories and laughter are shared, calm us with the reassurance that you are the Lord of life. Holy One, we thank you for your faithful servant, Lindy, for his family and friends who have gathered here to remember his life. We are humbled, O Lord, by your faithfulness to Lindy and his faithfulness to you. Bless us in this time of remembrance with peace and your amazing grace. Amen. During the service today, there will be four songs that the family has chosen for us to hear. Two of the versions you'll hear are songs sung by Tennessee Ernie Ford with that wonderful deep bass voice. The first song we'll hear this morning is Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught I
It's my pleasure now to read one of the great passages from the Old Testament from the life and heart of David. Is written the 23rd Psalm. And he believed this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." Let us now prepare ourselves to hear another beautiful piece of music, softly and tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home.
Come home.
I invite you to hear words of scripture this morning that come to us from Philippians, the third chapter, beginning in verse 7. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Apostle Paul wrote these words as part of his letter to the church in Philippi while he was in prison. Paul had every reason to boast among the followers of God. In his own words, he was circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. In terms of religious credentials among the Jews, Paul was certainly qualified to be top dog, the top of the heap, the cream of the crop, the best there was. Yet here he says he regards all of that as rubbish, as garbage. According to Paul, any professional success we might achieve, any worldly wealth we might obtain, is worthless when compared to the glory of knowing Jesus Christ. The value of following Christ every day far surpasses anything else we might ever achieve. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. Come home. Come home. You who are weary, come home. At the end of his earthly life, after battling cancer, enduring chemo treatments, and struggling with heart issues, Lindy left us more suddenly than we expected when he heard the sweet voice of Jesus calling him home to rest. And he answered. But the voice of Christ was not something that Lindy heard just in those last hours. It was the voice of his friend and Savior whom he had known and followed his life long. In Paul's words, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Lindy heard the heavenly call throughout his life. He simply and humbly shared his faith with others by living as a man of honest integrity, a dedicated Christian, and one who cared for others in times of need. Lindy Duane Bland was born March 26, 1947, in Kermit, Texas, and grew up here in Casper. From kindergarten on, he attended Natrona County Schools, graduating from NCHS with a class of 65. He enjoyed playing on NC's football team, And during his senior year, the Mustangs were undefeated their entire season for the first time in over 30 years. Lindy graduated from Casper College and the University of Denver with a degree in accounting. As a CPA, he worked in public and industrial accounting in the oil and gas industry in Colorado, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. In any person's life, there are red letter dates, days of significance on the calendar in between the day of your birth and the day of your death. There are days of well-earned praise, days that take your breath away, and moments of such significance that, whether we know it at the time or not, they draw us closer to God. On a somewhat normal Sunday, around 1956, Lindy stood at the front of the sanctuary with other elementary school classmates and was presented his very own Bible. Lindy still had that Bible when he went to heaven, inscribed as a gift from First Christian Church and marked by slips of paper tucked in between its pages. 60 years later, this spring, he was in worship, sitting quietly in the back pew, watching as another Bible was presented to another child in the church, as has happened through all the years in between. In December of 1961, there was the day that Lindy was presented the rank of Eagle Scout, the first earned by a member of our congregation and our Scout Troop 13. Another red letter date came in 1975, when he was honorably discharged from the Colorado U.S. Army Reserves after 6 years of military service in combined active duty and reserves. On April 18, 1995, Lindy was meeting with clients in the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. 24 hours later, that complex was destroyed in a massive bomb attack. The experience of being so close to such a shocking disaster marked his personal and spiritual life for years after, drawing him closer to family and strengthening his commitment to God. In addition to days of significance, our earthly journeys are also filled with countless days of simpler moments. The rhythm of work and rest, meals shared with loved ones, community events, showing up for church. In a moment, we'll hear from Lindy's brother, Ed, stories from the family, memories of days that show us who Lindy was and how he lived. It's appropriate to hear a story from his church family as well. Here at First Christian Church, Lindy was a faithful presence, sitting quietly at the rear of the sanctuary during worship every week, serving as a deacon and an elder through the years. When the family cleared out Lindy's apartment, they brought to my office a box of books to be placed in the church library and a humble item of special significance, the communion kit that Lindy used on a regular basis during his last term of service as an elder. It still had the small container holding communion wafers and an empty bottle for grape juice. Each kit was originally equipped with a printed handout that included the words of institution, passages from scripture, and suggested prayers the elders could use as a guideline when they went in prayers in pairs to call on our homebound members. That handout was still in Lindy's kit, folded over many times, stained with spilled grape juice, and it had a handwritten note taped to the bottom where he'd added his own words to use in serving communion. When some people are asked to serve as an elder in the church, it's clear they'll be good at public speaking. Others have a gift for prayer or the patience of a saint when visiting the infirm. Lindy did it all, faithfully and well. He carefully wrote out his prayers to share at the table, Though seemingly quiet by nature, he always did an excellent job as presiding elder, his thoughtful words revealing a true depth of spirit. And he was so gracious in taking communion to the nursing homes, training younger elder partners to take seriously this most important task of spiritual care. The last date on the calendar of Lindy's earthly life was June 27th, 2016. He died at the age of 69 at Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. In the old hymn, Farther Along, we hear the words, "Faithful till death, saith our Master, short is our time to labor and wait. Then will our toiling seem to be nothing when we shall pass the heavenly gate. Farther along, we'll know more about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by." In the finite reality of our earthly existence, today is marked by sorrow at missing Lindy's presence with us. But through the gift of faith, we know that his journey continues on. He is simply farther along. Even as we lift up the tribute of sharing memories and stories, as we gather for a meal, as we give thanks to God for Lindy's life, both earthly and eternal, he is already farther along, receiving the prize of the heavenly call, and able to see Jesus face to face and hear his master say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen. We'll now hear the hymn, Farther Along.
The story is told of a young man who was preparing for a long trip. He told his friend, "I am just about packed. I only have to put in a guidebook, a mirror, a microscope, a lamp, a telescope, a volume of fine poetry, a package of old letters, a few biographies, a book of songs, a sword, a hammer, and a set of books I've been studying." "But you can't get all that into your bag," said his friend. "Oh, yes, I can," he replied. "It doesn't take much room." With that, he placed his Bible in the corner of his suitcase and closed the lid.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Now we will hear from Lindy's family. His niece Brenda has a letter to share with us, and then one of his brothers, Ed, will share memories from the family.
Thank you. Hi, thank you for being here with us today to celebrate Lindy's life and what he meant to us. I can remember when I was a kid that I was probably 19. I'm 52 now. It's kind of scary. But I thought it was really strange that Uncle Lindy always put his initials on his towels and his shirt. So I asked him one day, I said, why do you do that? You can't remember. You have to make sure that you have all your names on your clothes. He says, no, it's just who I am. So in that, you know, that was the first time I also ever saw somebody take their jeans to the cleaners and had a crease put in the front. I thought that was interesting too. But that's just who Uncle Lindy was. There's a friend of his that had written our family a letter, and I'd like to share that with you. Her name is Carol Austin. It says, my name is Carol Austin, and I met Lindy 30 years ago through a mutual friend on a business deal. Hang on, my 52 is coming in. Over time, Lindy and I became good friends. He saw me through two breast cancers and a divorce. I saw him through his job changes and other problems of life in general. When he told me he had cancer, he seemed confident that he would recover. We spoke often, and at all times he was upbeat about his situation. His passing was quite a shock to me because just 2 weeks before, he and I had discussed taking a trip in the fall to see the natural wonders of Wyoming that I'd never seen and that he said he had never seen. Lindy was the most kind man I ever met. He was the first and foremost a Christian. I never heard him lie or curse or speak ill of others. He was always a gentleman in his personal life and business dealings. He was generous with his time and his help to others. As I write this, I can hear his melodious voice and his chuckle that sounded like Santa Claus when he was amused. While I shamefully think of myself at the loss of a dear friend and the hole his leaving will be in my life, I also think of his family's loss, because if he was a good friend to me, he must have been an amazing brother for them. My prayers go out to them and all those who called Lindy friend. My only comfort is that Lindy is no longer in pain and that he would be welcomed to heaven by the Lord. He followed to the best of his ability. When my time comes, I pray that Lindy Bland is on the welcome committee in heaven, and I have no doubt that that will happen. It will be so good to see him again. I love Lindy. Lindy was an awesome man. He's generous. When I was in college, Uncle Lindy was the one who took me in because I didn't want to go all the way back to Colorado. And I stayed with Uncle Lindy, so I'll miss him. Thank you.
I want to take this time to thank all of you from our family to join us this morning to honor Lindy's life. There's two of us here today that have known Lindy all of his life. And our father was in the oil and gas exploration business for most of his life. When people asked me where I grew up, I said west of the Mississippi. One time I asked my mother, I said, do you remember where I started the school? She thought for a little bit, and she said, I haven't the slightest idea. That we moved so often during that time period that she really didn't know. That we moved to Casper as a family in 1952. At that time, this church met in a Grant Street in a little house. You walked down the hallway in this little house that had several additions to it, and you'd hear the floors creak. That's because of the foundation in it. And I know Paul remembers that little place. That our family was here when this church was built, and we were here when they had the first worship service in this building. We have a long relationship with this church. My wife and I were married here by Frank Edmund C. My mother, Pauline, and my wife, Pat, sang in the church choir here for a short period of time before we left Casper. My sister Carol and her husband were married here in August of 1979. Lindy was very active in this church, even though he left Casper and moved to Oklahoma and Colorado. When he came back to Casper, he got active in this church once again. He was a member of the Boy Scout Troop 13, and he was honored by being the first Eagle Scout of this troop. And I was shocked when I saw the plaque in the hallway out here. There's Lindy's name right at the top. The ministers of this church have conducted funerals for my mother, my father, and my sister-in-law. So our relationship with this church over the last 64 years has been, this is our home. When Lindy was born, we lived in Kermit, Texas. And we lived in a little one-bedroom trailer that a lot of the trailer RVs today were bigger than what we lived in at that time. It was such a small trailer that when Lindy was born, we had no room for him in the trailer because there was no room for a crib. So my father built this crib. He mounted it to the ceiling and to the wall of the kitchen. And there was about this much room that was extended over to the hallway. And you could tell when Lindy was ready to get up because he'd peek around that corner and we could let him out of the cage. We also, in this little trailer, it was very modern at the time because we had to put a placard in the window and to order our ice for the week. We had to put 15 or 20 or 25 pounds. The ice man would come, he'd put it in the ice box, and we'd have ice for the rest of the week. When we moved to Odessa, Texas, my mother would often drop my brother Ron and I and Lindy off at the barbershop, and I would supervise them getting haircuts, and then we'd go next door to a theater, and we'd watch the latest cowboy movie and a serial, the latest version of a serial. We'd never want to miss a serial because if you missed a serial, you were way behind, and you wouldn't know what happened the week before or so. But we'd go there. My mother would always, never fail, she would be at the theater to pick us up when it was over, and she'd take us home. One time after one of the movies, Lindy was playing cowboy, and he was using the back of the couch as his horse. So he'd run and jump on the back of this couch and ride the horse. Well, unfortunately, one time he went a little bit too far and he fell through the window. In falling through the window, the only injury he had was the thumb that he sucked. And that ended his thumb sucking days. Also living in Odessa, we had a black chow that was a mixed black chow. And this dog was attached to Lindy and my brother Ron. Ron would take Lindy and he'd leave them around the neighborhood, and Mother would have no idea where they were. But all she had to do was find that dog sitting on the front porch, and she knew exactly where they were. That dog was always with Ron and Lindy. That Lindy was, and Ron, I was going through pictures the other day, and invariably, you would see Ron and Lindy on horseback, on riding tricycles or anything. They were two very, very close together when they were growing up. One of the things, and I want to sort of summarize that I think sort of summarizes Lindy's life. You know, Reverend McBride pointed out some of the ups and downs, and the letter from his friend pointed out some hardships that Lindy had. And I'd like to read Philippians 4:12. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live a prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of living filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Thank you very much, Ed. Let us pray together. Dear God, thank you so very much for the life of Lindy and for the wonderful memories that Ed has shared about his life, his manner of living, some of his experiences. He will be missed, that is for sure. Whether in his daily work as an accountant and his commitment to detail, his role as an elder and leader in this congregation, his strength of character and his determination to be in worship each week as he went through his various chemotherapy treatments for a very long time, and his love and appreciation of his family and his friends. Oh God, we ask that you be especially close to his sister Carol and his brothers Ed, Ron, Jerry, their spouses, and his many nieces and nephews. Give them comfort today and confidence that Lindy, having lived a very full life and trusted in you, has now ascended into heaven and is near to you even as we pray. We also give thanks for the lives we have been given by you, O God, too, and prayerfully ask that each day we are given, we might likewise invest ourselves fully in it, as it truly is a gift from you. We know that you are the creator of this marvelous universe and this wonderful state called Wyoming. We give thanks that you have so loved this world that you have made, that you brought into this world your wonderful son, Jesus, who loved and cared for so many. And yet he was crucified as your son and died on the lonely cross at Calvary. And out of your great love, Jesus was raised from the dead. He was raised up, thus giving us hope and promise of eternal life too. And to this very day, the Holy Spirit of God abides with each of us, each and every moment as we live in him. For all these things, most gracious God, we give our wholehearted thanks to you. And again, though we all will miss Lindy, we give thanks that he has now entered the gates of heaven and is with you. And as was said earlier, we hope Lindy is on the welcoming committee. In Christ's name do we pray. Amen. We will now hear another piece of precious memories, followed by some visual memories, a slideshow.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me. And the sacred past unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
things unfold.
Precious Father, sacred scenes unfold.
It is said many people leave this world with their stories still inside them. Yet most people yearn to have a legacy, something of themselves to pass down from generations as a way to continue their story. This is Lindy's story.
Thank you.
In recognition of Lindy's 6 years of service in the United States Army, we will observe military honors.
Army jail.
We, the members of Wyoming Army National Guard and the Natrona County United Veterans Council, are here assembled to pay a lasting tribute of respect to our departed comrade. When the call of our country was heard, our comrade Lindy answered. Self was forgotten and the cause of greater good. As a brave man, he marched away with abiding faith in his God, his country, and his flag. The red of our country's flag, made redder by his heroism, the white more stainlessly pure by the motives which impelled him. And in the starry field of our nation's banner, the blue has been glorified by the service he has given for American ideals. Let us pray. O God, Father of us all, we here extend these final earthly tributes to our beloved comrade Lindy Bland. Accept our prayers in behalf of the servant departed. Prayers of a grateful nation for our departed comrade who answered the blare of the bugles, the ruffle of the drums, and whose glory will never fade. Welcome him to thy house to rest in peace. Look with mercy upon the loved ones bereaved by his passing. Comfort and console them through thine own tenderness. These things we ask humbly in thy name. Amen. This time I'd like to caution you there will be 3 rifle volleys. I'd like to request that any individual who's ever worn the uniform of the Armed Forces of the United States of America to please stand and help us honor our departed comrade while we do the firing detail and taps. And it is permissible to render a hand salute, even though you're not in uniform. Hand salute! Two, please be seated. this banner of love and devotion now being folded as a living memorial of the courageous thoughts of our comrade, the one you came here to honor this day. The blue field represents the sky that overlooks our land and denotes the watchfulness of God the Eternal. The red stripes tell us of the blood, the sweat, and the tears that have been offered and conquered by our comrade's devotion to the responsible freedom of this country. This is Lindy's flag. This is our spiritual heritage. Please receive it with the tears of our mind and the faith of our hearts. Amen.
Post.
We are thankful. We're thankful for Lindy's service to his country, for his love, for his family, his brothers, Ed, Ron, Jerry, his sister Carol, nieces and nephews. We're thankful for his service to the church. There are other memories that could be shared. Stories about summer spent working in Alaska on an island so remote it was almost to Russia. Favorite foods. Times of laughter. We hope that you will stay and share some of those stories with Lindy's family. There's a luncheon prepared downstairs in Fellowship Hall. And there's plenty of food for everyone, and we do hope that you'll stay. Meet Lindy's family if you don't already know them. Share your stories about Lindy and listen to some more of theirs. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. O God, on this day we give you thanks for the life of Lindy Blant. We give you thanks for the gift of life itself. For each precious moment that we walk this earth, and for the years you invite us to spend in eternity when we answer the heavenly call to place our faith in Jesus Christ. Oh God, bless now your children, your servants, with peace. Cause your face to shine upon us and let your countenance rest over us as we go forth to live, to love, to serve, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.